Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Live from the Investors Bank Studio, Boomer Esiason, Greg Giannotti, Boomer and Gio on the Fan, and simulcasts across the country on CBS Sports Network. Good Friday morning. Hope you had a spectacular Valentine's Day. I did see one listener use the Al Dukes. Oh, man, that flower company. They didn't deliver the flowers. I'm going to have to get them to you tomorrow. So hopefully it all worked out for you. It worked out for the Knicks for the first time in a very long time. And hopefully it continues to work out for them at the end of the season to finish in this bottom three. Because somehow, after all those losses, not having a home win since December 1st, not winning a game since early January, they don't have the worst record in basketball, and they're only a game ahead of the third worst record in basketball. It really is a miracle. And also, you had Jacob DeGrom yesterday down in Port St. Lucie meet with the media and say, when it comes down to it, these restrictions, I don't know. I might have to do it. I got to talk to my agent and see what they think is the best idea. And we know what his agents are going to say if he doesn't have a long-term deal. Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing all right, Gio. As we wake up this morning, a couple of really dumb things that took place yesterday. One, you know, in the world of sports anyway. Jacob DeGrom, just even talking about innings limits, fans are not going to want to hear this. Especially when you're making $17 million this year. And nobody's a bigger Met fan or Jacob DeGrom fan than I am. I love the guy. I hope the guy stays here for the next 5 years, as Brody Van Wagenen keeps saying as he talks in circles like these idiot politicians over in Queens and the Bronx. And on top of all of that, you have the Knicks winning a game down in Atlanta that they don't need to be winning. And I know that the guys are playing hard and they give great effort, and Fizdale is getting, for the most part, the effort out of those guys, but it's not good for them to win. And I know it sounds ridiculous. And I know that Dennis Smith Jr. was happy last night. You know, this is going to be the start of something. No. Let's not start it now. Let's start it in 6 months. And then, of course, you have the morons over there in Queens and the Bronx turning down Amazon. So I don't know what to tell you. I don't know where you want to start. But it is.
I think I know where you want to start.
Well, no, I don't. You know, at the end of the day, you know, anybody that, I don't want to get too political. You know, I'm all about progress and jobs and 5,000 union jobs. Yes, right. 5,000 union jobs are no longer going to be here because of people that for some reason have narrow political agendas and don't see the beauty and, you know, and don't see the progress that something like this could do for a portion of our city that right now is not what somebody would said yesterday, Shangri-La. You know, it's not like we're ripping down trees and everything else. We're removing a plastics factory and, you know, junkyards and everything else. So, but, oh,
it's,
you know,
not Bora Bora.
Let me pat myself on the back. And I'm telling you, you know just how screwed up this is when both New York papers agree with it.
Right. That's what I was going to say.
Both the sleepy mayor, who's probably, you know, sleeping right now, and the
That's government. Right. Boomer doesn't like Democrats.
Well, especially ones that are, you know, that get in the way. And basically don't do any help for their constituents. I'm like, what are these idiots doing?
Yeah,
just doesn't make any sense to me at all. And I don't want to hear about it yet. We don't have $3 billion to write checks and hand them out to everybody. You know, these are all freaking subsidies, man. This is how you do business. And people forget that New York City basically was fighting with other cities to get one of these HQs.
Holy and now crap. It's gone.
And now it's gone.
Just like
goodbye.
That.
And I'll tell you, if I were a union construction worker, electrician, if I were an Uber driver, a cab driver, if I were a restaurant owner, a real estate broker, I would be pissed.
Oh, you think about all the stories that we saw when this we found out that they were coming. It's like, ridiculous. Oh, real estate in this area is going to go through the roof.
These four people on the front of the Daily News today should be removed from office immediately for malfeasance. 100%.
How about that?
I mean, moronic.
I mean, the Daily News was against it.
I mean, look.
The Daily News
I'm
was against how crazy
the Daily
this
News
was.
As a reason as to why. But everybody says the same thing. You know, there was so much support for this from so many angles. And then I hear some moron come on talking about our New York City values. Yeah, we love to have, you know, junkyards and scrap metal places and, you know, old burnt out parking garages and crap like that. Yeah, it's beautiful over there.
Yeah, it's part of the reason why I drive 64 miles home every day far away from that as possible.
After Jacob DeGrom decided what he decided, after he's making $17 million, and me and my agents got to sit down and talk about innings limits. Come on, stop.
He's doing it as leverage. You know that.
He doesn't have any leverage.
Well, he's trying to gain some.
He doesn't have any. The Mets don't have to sign him.
Right, but
the
he
Mets
can.
Don't have to give him a contract. Right, they don't have to.
He could shut himself down if he wanted to.
Well, shut yourself down and then see how popular you become. Right now, you're one of probably the more popular athletes in all of sport in this area. And you are quiet. You don't knock anybody. You don't make any waves. You're a good dude. Everybody loves you. Everybody said all these great things about you. And by the way, the Mets didn't have to pay him $17 million. You know, I don't know what he would have gotten in arbitration, but I don't know. I always thought it was going to be higher than that, but when they came to that number, I was like, wow, that's a $10 million raise taking care of him for what he did last year on a crappy team.
Sure, but I think that if Jacob DeGrom shut himself down because he didn't have a contract extension or started limiting his innings towards the end of the year, fans would be more upset with the Mets not giving him the contract than Jacob DeGrom taking care of himself. I really believe that right now, most Met fans, and this is obviously an unscientific poll, but most Met fans, I think, are saying, just pay the man his money already.
They don't have to.
We know that you have it. Because here's the two things that Met fans agree on, right? That they think the ownership is cheap, and they think Jacob DeGrom
is
great.
Is cheap. They just gave him a $10 million raise. And you know what? Just because his career got started, his MLB clock got started late, it's not the Mets' fault. The Mets have given him every opportunity to become the player he is. And, you know, I, of course I'm going to side with the player. I'd like to see him get a contract extension. But if I'm the Mets, I don't have to do this. I don't have to do it until next year. And Brody Van Wagenen, by the way, is speaking in circles.
Oh, of course,
you know, he is. You know, like, you know, if he were the agent like he was last year, you know, he would be much more direct. Now, they may end up doing it. I don't know. But the fact that Jay came out yesterday and said, you know, I'll have to speak to my agents, that's like the last thing that Major League Baseball fans want to hear.
Yeah.
We're all for Jake. I love Jake. I want him to be great. I want him to be the anchor of this this pitching staff. How many anchors have we had, supposedly, for this pitching staff over the last 5 years, by the way?
Yeah, I know. I'm surprised that you don't see this from his standpoint in the sense that he needs to, because you're right. They know he doesn't have to get paid.
He doesn't have to say what he said yesterday. That's the point.
But he's trying to grasp on to any little bit of leverage he can.
Remember I told you yesterday morning he was going to mention innings limits?
Sure.
And I was like, don't say anything about innings
limits. Well, he was asked about it, and he wasn't going to give a direct answer.
Hey, the answer would have been, look, I'm here. I want to be a Met for a long time. I'm going to work my butt off to make it happen. End of story.
He wants a contract extension.
What about your inning limits? Well, that's not for me to decide. I am working hard. I'm out there every day. I'm going to give the Met fan and the Mets everything I possibly can. End of story. Stop it. You don't have to elaborate on these things.
He didn't elaborate on it.
He said, hey, I got to talk to my agents.
He's trying. I think he can because he's trying to form any bit of leverage that
he's got no leverage.
Point.
And you know what? Do you think the Wilpons really give a crap about what the fans think when it comes to turning, you know, paying these players? They gave what's his name, Cespedes, $25 million, $30 million a year.
Right.
Like, where's he been?
Right. But I think fans did want that, and I think they reacted to it. You've said as such.
If the players want to change this, then the players have to change it in the CBA. This is the agreement that they play under. Same thing with the National Football League.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing. It's and for years and years and years and years and years, baseball players have been getting paid a lot of guaranteed money. And over the last 3 years, the business of baseball has changed. You know, there are shorter contracts, more money maybe in those shorter contracts, but these 5, 6, 7, 8 year deals for these guys that are going to be 32 years old when he finally kicks into it, they don't want to do it anymore. I'm telling you, the analytics says a guy like him, you know, when he gets to 34 and 35, is not going to be worth the $30 million that he's going to want to be paid.
Yeah, I agree, and I understand that. But I also look at two guys in Manny Machado and Bryce Harper who are out there asking for 10-year deals, $300 million, whatever.
Screw those guys, too. They're not getting it.
Hold on a second. Let me get to my point. Jesus. So these are guys who, right, they're asking for astronomical deals. You got Manny Machado stomping on guys. You got Bryce Harper acting like a douche and then choking out his teammates. You got Jacob deGrom, who has done everything right, won a Cy Young on a terrible team, has never demanded a trade, has never done anything crazy. Brody Van Wagenen said give him a deal or trade him, but still, he's never made any waves and he's been perfect as a Met.
I don't care.
That's the guy
Doesn't
I want to see get the money.
Doesn't matter. Steve in Connecticut, what do you want? Stevie.
I'm glad you went to this call right in the middle of us having a nice conversation.
That's right. I worked out. We're great. Screaming at each other.
Yeah, right. It's no, I just.
Vernon in New Jersey. Oh, Vernon, what do you got?
I know, like, Jacob's age being a factor in this, you know, whole cutting a deal with the Mets for a long-term deal.
Yep.
But didn't he start out his career as an infielder?
That's right.
Wouldn't that make his arm, you know, not as used as, you know, someone that came up and started his whole career as a pitcher? Wouldn't that be, like, a factor there?
Yeah, but Vernon, none of it matters. Oh, he is playing in a system where the Mets do not. And by the way, the Mets gave him $17 million this year. It's not like he's making $2 million.
But you know it's all about the long-term deal.
He got a $10 million raise, which I thought was probably a fair thing. And I thought that the Mets probably overpaid a little bit to say thank you and to congratulate him for last year. And now maybe we'll turn our attentions to a contract extension. You know, for me, that's like the last thing I'm thinking about if I'm the general manager of the New York Mets now. In this case, it happens to be Brody Van Wagenen, where there is obviously a conflict of interest. But and he was the one that was screaming last year around the All-Star, and this is maybe why Jeff Wilpon got him in here. You know, so that he would see the other side of it, because he's got to do what's best for the baseball team. And what's best for the baseball team is to stay as flexible as you possibly can. I don't blame Jacob deGrom for wanting the contract extension. I don't blame him for that. I'm not saying that I do. I'm just saying that the Mets, from a business standpoint and from the way this business is run, and I talk about the business of baseball, not the business of the Mets, they don't have to do anything.
Yeah, what I want to know is, last year I was on the other side. We were having arguments about Odell Beckham Jr. I was saying you didn't have to give him a contract extension, and you were saying you did.
It's football.
Okay, but
totally
what?
Different.
But in the sense of you don't have to do it because you've got him under contract.
But the difference in football is that there were other players that were drafted his years around the league getting their new contracts. So you can't expect Odell Beckham Jr. to show up in camp and be, you know, the great player that you think he was going to be, while Aaron Donald's getting a new contract, Khalil Mack's getting a new contract. All those guys in that draft all got new contracts. So all he had to do was look across the field, and there were guys in his same boat getting his contract. That's why the Giants were forced to basically pay it to them.
I mean, but then they didn't have to, though. The same point exists. They didn't have to do it.
This is a Major League Baseball player who has a guaranteed contract, and I know what he wants. There's no reason for the Mets to have to do it this year. Next year, I would say that's a little bit different story, because so if he pitches well this year and he gets off to a great start next year, if I'm Jacob deGrom, I would not sign an extension with the Mets in the middle of that year too, simply because I know that they'll probably be forced to trade me, and then I'll go on the free agency market. But at this point right now, given what he's making, $17 million, given what he said yesterday and how that just basically turns off the fans because they don't want to hear about it, I'm just telling you right now that he has no leverage. I don't care what he says.
Well, if he actually does follow through on that and limits his workload,
there is leverage there. No.
Yes,
don't
there
do that.
Is.
I'm just telling you, $17 million. Don't hit me with innings limits. That's not your call.
You know what? But he could do it.
John in Kings Point. Johnny, what do you got?
Guys, I've been trying to talk about this since yesterday. I don't understand how Mets fans could talk so negatively about Jacob deGrom. He's done everything right. He's
love him.
One second. He's asked a stupid question. How do you ask a competitor like Jacob deGrom if you're going to limit his innings. When you're asked the clown question, you're going to get an answer.
Well, yeah, answer but, what was, the, but what was the answer?
One second.
But what
his
was
answer
the answer
was, let me talk to my agent. His answer was, let me talk to my agent. You don't ask a clown question. This is a big deal out of nothing. He has every right. He didn't say, I'm going
to
go up.
John, get out of here. What do you mean it's a clown question? It was a question that had to be asked because Jacob DeGrom's new agent said that this was a possibility if they didn't get a new deal. He sent a memo out, a public, an open letter talking about this
stuff. And you want to know why you don't do this? You want to know why you don't do this?
Don't do what?
Give Jacob DeGrom an extension right now. You want to know why you don't do it?
Oh, go ahead and answer your own question.
Leo in Long Beach. What do you got, Leo?
All right, good morning, guys. The reason why you don't do it, Boomer, and thank you, is what happens if Steven Matz goes out this year and wins the Cy Young?
I'll keel over and die out of shock. That's what'll happen.
But Leo's right. So then the next guy is Syndergaard. Well, you did it for DeGrom. Now do it for me. You got Todd Frazier down there angling for him. Everybody's trying to put pressure on the Mets ownership, and they don't have to do anything.
Yeah, okay. I mean, and I understand they don't have to. But if this is going to become a problem the entire year— I mean, then that's an issue.
I'm even talking about this. They gave him $17 million for
he
this.
He earned $17 million. He didn't give. They didn't give him anything. Well, he won
they,
a Cy Young, and he earned that money.
So what they pay him for yet last year? Then,
well, last year, I mean, obviously it was a bargain
this
when they got DeGrom on last year.
This is always a question that I would have for you. Do you pay a guy for what you think he's going to do or what he did?
Well, in this particular instance, because the way the system is set up with arbitration, you pay him for what he's done.
Know, if you were Manny Machado and Bryce Harper at the age of 26, I think you'd have to buy out a couple of his, arbitration years, thinking that he would last until he was 32, and you'd give him a new contract. But the problem for him is that he's going to be 32 when this thing ends.
Yeah,
and then that's when the next thing would kick in.
Is this going to cripple the Mets if they gave him a contract extension? This is what I want to know. Is it going to cripple them? Is it going to stop them from doing things in the future? Is it going to make them be underwater and they can't survive?
Let me ask you this question. Is it crippling the Mets that they have Yoenis Cespedes not in uniform and they're paying him that much money?
Well, last year it certainly did. You know, they are collecting some insurance money on that because he's hurt. It's different.
There's an example of, you pay a guy a lot of money and he's not on the field, it's going to be a problem. The same thing with Odell Beckham Jr. and the Giants. How many times he made 16 games out of the year? I mean, at the end of the day, it's money that's actually being paid to guys that are not on the field. And that's one of the things you always have to guard against when you're being – this is why I always say, as a general manager, you got to be ruthless. You just have to be. You have to run the team in the best interest of the team. That's what you get hired to do. And I don't want to hear about being a player's general manager. There's no such thing. The general manager works for the owner of the baseball team. Now, unfortunately, in this case, it's the Wilpons, who have a horrific reputation. It just gets worse every year. But they've given out long-term contracts where the players haven't seen the end of them. David Wright's one of them. Jose Reyes is another one. I mean, so don't sit here and tell me that the team has never done this before.
Right. I get it, and I haven't. But I'm also now seeing their best player, their only bright spot from last year, a Cy Young Award winner, getting punished for some of the things that happened in the past with this organization. And that's something I think that sucks for him.
Yes, it does. It's bad timing. Andrew in Franklin Square. Andrew, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, guys? I got to tell you, this DeGrom thing is making me mental. I listened to Big Mike last night. I'm listening to you this morning. And I don't understand this idea that we got to pay him right now. He's under contract. He pitched his butt off last year, and they rewarded him with $10 million. So he's under contract. There's no reason to sign him right now. Because if you give him, with the Mets luck, if you sign him to a long-term deal, he's going to break his leg as soon as he signs the contract off the podium. And the other thing that about this whole situation is, if you want to get on the Mets, the only problem the Mets have is the optics of Brody Van Wagenen, who was the super agent, and now he's behind the scenes as the GM, and now he's kind of like, he's playing both sides of the fence and could have eroded maybe some goodwill toward the actual player in terms of the relationship.
Well,
that's the only issue.
Sure. I mean, and it's a big issue and one that we saw coming the second that he got hired.
This is so stupid that we're even talking about this. I mean, it's just like, so what? Let's go play baseball. Go have another great year. And hopefully,
it's not stupid to Jacob DeGrom, who wants long-term security. And know that.
I know that. But I'm just saying, unfortunately, he is working under a system that has been in place in baseball.
So should he quit and not try to get the long-term deal? This is what I don't understand. I mean, know, I don't like it. I'll just give it up. It sucks or whatever. No, he's going to try to do what he can.
So basically, the Mets probably paid him more than he would have gotten in arbitration. So he's making $17 million this year. Next year, he's arbitration eligible again. So the question is he going to have the same type of year that he had the year before? Likelihood is no. I mean, he'll be good, but I don't think he'll be as good as he was last year, because that's just the normal aspect to think about. You know, it's really hard to reproduce what he did last year.
Sure. Another year like that would be crazy.
Right. So, which would work in his benefit, because then he'd make even more money, you would like to think, in arbitration. Then it would force the Mets to have to make a decision. Now, look, Brody Van Wagenen is talking in circles. You know, part of me thinks that, you know, they want to get something done with him with the way that Brody's talking, but I have no idea how to handle Brody yet, because he's never been in this position. And only time will tell whether or not he's going to come through for the player here. But if you are the Mets, you are essentially buying out a year of his arbitration. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get something back from the player, don't you?
Boomer and Geo on the Fan across the country on CBS Sports Network.
Do you want to give him a four-year, $120 million contract extension? Because essentially that's what he's going to want.
Sure, yes,
so
I would.
So you want to pay him $30 million a year starting next year?
I would at this point. If it wasn't going to cripple my franchise, I absolutely would.
You know, and Al, I'm sorry that we have to go down this road, because I know you hate this kind of stuff. But, you know, it is what it is. It's sports talk.
Right. Two-way sports talk,
stick,
as they say.
Toothpicks in my eyeballs as we discuss this.
Boomer and Geo on the Fan, CBS Sports Network. We don't have to talk about it.
No, I think we think it's on the tips of everybody's tongue.
You can talk about the Amazon thing.
I'd love to.
All right. Go and read something, will you?
Yeah, okay. Never mind.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.